The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Why good things happen to bad people? Part 3. Shalom Uvrache. So we were discussing why good things happen to bad people. We have to get the Olam Haba in this world. Or that they should give it over to other people eventually. Yochin v'tzadik Gilbash. V'chayte nosan inyon lesoif. To the chayte, he gave him, put in his mind to constantly gather more and more wealth and eventually give it to the one who's good in the eyes of Hashem. That's what Mamish in Yoni de Yoyme. Of Purim. The next thing also is Yoni de Yoyme of Purim. Sometimes wealth can be the cause of one's own downfall. For some reason, the world always looks at wealth as being the best thing that could happen to somebody. But very often causes more tzaras than without it. So it's Oishir Shomu the Baal of the Ra'osu. It's also Pasuk in Kehelis. Hashem gives a person wealth sometimes. That in itself is the cause of his downfall. Definitely in the case of Haman, that was part of it. The fact that he was so wealthy and powerful caused his downfall. He couldn't stand that Mordechai Tzadik was more powerful than him. We're mentioning about this yesterday. Once again, every day we have to remind ourselves we have another few days of Achonos before the great day of Purim, a great day of Kimu V'Kilu LaYehudim. And it's such a worthwhile investment these days to invest our koiches. Invest our koiches in tefila. That if you put in effort in these days in tefila, then when it comes to Purim, your tefillah will be more powerful. And the most important thing, before standing in Shemoneh Esrei, or starting davening in general, just to think, what am I doing over here? And if you stop, very often, to take advantage of something is to really value it at full value. And the fact that Klai was able to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, one of the greatest gifts that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to us, that we could speak Panim El Panim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, face to face with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Shechina is in front of us when we're talking. There's no other nation like that. So if you think of it, just imagine, even a smaller scale, it'd be a big kingdom, and a king which nobody could approach. And there's a few individuals that he gives them that special schus, that they could come into his special room and converse with him and listen to every word that they say. Those people are kamuvan would spend so much time to make sure that they take advantage of the special audience they have with the king, the miyuchadim. And we are much more than that. We're not just with any king. We're the Melech Malchei HaMelechim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the king of the entire universe. And our tefillahs have much more power than that minister or friend of the king that the king lets into his room, because
Kol HaLashon.
Hashem set up the world that the koyach of the tefillah of Klal Yisrael was the power to change everything in the world, change all the laws of nature. Anything that we think in our lives that we want so much and it's so hard to get, it's all possible through tefillah. Tefillah could change everything. It has changed everything. And we said last time, especially on the day of Purim itself, which is a historical date that the tefillahs of Klal Yisrael completely turned around everything in the world. Took Klal Yisrael out of a state of being a state of destruction to be back in that close, positive relation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's going to do decent for us and make tremendous geula for us. So that's what we have to look at, everything in the world. All the physical acquisitions of the world are worthless. We don't even know if they're good for us or bad for us, as we can see. The only thing is good is Kivas Elikim, Ani Kivas Elikim Li Toiv. That's what David HaMelech said. Being the king and most powerful and wealthy person, all I think that's important is Kivas Elikim. And we have the opportunity to stop everything and really stop everything. Try to clear our minds and think. I'm standing in front of you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Baruch Atah Hashem. Everything in the world emanates from you. Elikeinu, our personal God. Yeah. Melech Olam. So anyway, that's this point of, like we're saying, wealth is not something to get excited about, because very often it's just causing damage. It's a way Hashem brings Rosh Hashanah's downfall down sometimes even. Even if a person is not a Rosh Hashanah, but everything has a price tag. You always have to think twice if it's worth the price. But it also gives some other reasons also sometimes. Because Bohu is waiting for the person to be Chayzeh B'tshuva, and he leaves the wealth by him so that he will have the wealth when he is Chayzeh B'tshuva. And another reason is sometimes Russia came from parents that were tzaddikim. And we know that Kodesh Baruch Hu is Meshalim. So the Yizei Hashem, 1,000 years, 2,000 years, and surely for a few generations. So, it says, Nah Yizei Gam Zagante, Lo Yizei Tzadik Nezal, V'zarim V'akash Lochem. Not only that, was he not forsaken, even his children were never in a position that they had to ask for bread. When we say the Shemone Esrei, Zeicher Chaz Deyovis, and maybe Goel of Neve Neve Man Shemoy V'Avah, we could always think that even though we may not be deserving of all kind of tremendous Hashgach and Geula, but in the schools of the previous generations at least, we should be Zeicher. Yeah, Baruch Hashem, we're all products of many good generations. And like I said, Baruch Hashem will take advantage of these days, make a higher level of tefillah, a higher hakor of the greatness of us, the closeness of us between HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and really talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as much as we can. We don't get distracted here and there. But the pakosh is what's important for us. Laman Shemoy Be'avu. Just like Hashem gives us the man Shemai Baba, we also ask him, we want the good things not for our selfish reasons, but for Shemayim. It's Hashem. Hashem will be Kavala Tfilis. And that between the two of us, if we spend this week of being Mechazik Tfilis, the biggest matana we'll get out of it is the fact that our Tfilis will be better. That in itself is the greatest thing. That's the most rewarding and fulfilling matzah. Being able to daven better to Kadosh Baruch Hu. All the things that Mi'at Hashem, Yeshua Hashem will also give us. Have a wonderful day.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.